Okay, Rabbi Isai. The Olim is learning Makkos.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we're learning about Payas. Payas, yes? I'm going to do very, very practical. The truth is I have to really be, that's why I'm here early today. I appreciate that everybody came early. I have to go to Sfas today. So therefore, I have to leave early. So today, I'm not going to, unkein lomdis. No lomdis. Very, very practical. Exactly where are the mekaymis of the Payas HaRosh, where are the mekaymis of Payas HaZaken, and then we're going to discuss, maybe for a moment, shavers, and then it's going to be such a tumult in this room, I'm going to run out. Right? That way, I'll be halfway to Tzvas by the time you realize what happened over here. Right? It might even be Shabbos already, you won't be allowed to shave anyways. So in other words, but I tell you, it's very, very practical, no games, very practical, just what to do. I don't have tie, I don't have kayak, and I don't have tie. Very, very practical, just what to do. Say that? Nothing. I'm going to use real life dugmayas. Real life dugmayas. So let's go, because the item learned the sugya already, didn't learn the sugya. Pachazi, I said in the Gemara, you saw the Gemara, the Rashi, the Rivon. You saw the Rivon already. Okay, so it's very simple. There are two halakim. Remember, very mamish bekitzer, very, very simple. Just the practical, we have to get to. The, you know, I have a Hashem Shemoich on me. I'm not into Chassidish, and my the alte zede of given by Mich, the alte for Svali for Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha. He was a great man, right? The Svali for Rebbe. So I have Chassidish blood in me, but I'm meniach that in Shemayim is nish poshit what's going to look like, right? It's going to, you know, sometimes you can have the fellow, he comes up, there's three fellows that go up to Shemayim. There's a guy with, you know, in the Chassidish Cheder, this is what they used to tell us. They used to say like this. The guy that comes up, he's got these, you know, langa payas. The long payas. So then, so mashlech tzach zareis from Gehenna. Right? They take him out with the payas. That's how they get him out of Gehenna. Right? It means he's there. Fine. That's a different question. They take him out with the fine. They take him out with the payas. No. Then there's another guy. Right? He's got the little ones like this. Right? That's what they tell you in the Chassidus Shechid. Say, when you take out like this, oh, it hurts. You know? So they schlep out from there, from Gehenna. Not so simple. Not so simple. The third fellow, right, this Rebbe, they don't have him anymore in the Chadarim. The third one, so he doesn't have anything, so try taking him out. Right? Not so easy. I wonder, there's going to be a scenario, which is going to be a shocking scenario. After you learn Hilchas Payas, there's Mamish shocking. You have to always look with a good eye. And we're talking Mamish just in the Sugya. But, you know, the little Modano Tzichim, sometimes you see a Chesusha guy, and you see he's got Mamish these Shenes Roigim, these beautiful Lulavims of a God. Mamish these, you know, that's Meredith. And you think to yourself, wow, you know, that's Mamish with Payas, isn't it? That's with Payas. Then, you know, when you're going to learn the Lachas of Payas, you're going to see that if it's off by even one dot over here, over there, because on the rest of the head, they go with a zero. They go, no games. They go, they mow the lawn, the gamma. And the mela, you're going to be off one dot over here, over there. So that means this guy comes up to Shemayim, and they put in front two people. No, they go, okay, let's go. And they start going down the Averis. You know, he's listening, okay? And then the fellow who's a little bit, Nish Chassidish, a little bit more modern, so they take him and say, you? You had this aver, you had this aver, this aver, but the payas were okay. Right, so then the Chassidish guy is waiting online. He says, okay, now it's my turn. Yeah, I know the one thing for sure. All right, not the payas thing. Everybody, that'll, right, they come in, all right, there's this, there's this. And the payas, you don't have payas. Payas, boss! Right, you're supposed to accomplish payas. That's the one thing I, right? And then you'll see, when you learn the halachas, we'll see our problems in a moment also. But sometimes a person, when he's off by even this much, right, and especially if you take and you shave it down. So let's go to Seder. I just want to say one thing the other way for a moment, though. You know, Rav Hutner Zecher Levracha was a Sabotkinik. Sabotkinik was they were very into Tzuras Adam and the Neat and the Tzuras Adam. As if, of course, the Sabotkinik did not have payas. It wasn't a Slobodka thing. They had, we have a Chalila. I shouldn't say they didn't have payas. They didn't have longa payas. They didn't have long payas. They had neat payas, so they didn't have payas b'chlal, like these types of payas. They had, you know, just to be yotzei the sheer etzim halacha. And Rav Hutner, they once showed Rav Hutner a picture of a Nazi machshimoy v'zichner taking a yid and cutting off his payas. So Rav Hutner, he's also the Slobodkiniks were known for their midas ha'emis. They're beakish of the truth, of the emis. So Putnam, when he saw this, this is a Yid who was in Slobodka, this is a Yid who was for years and years saw his rebellion and how they had their hair and wasn't looking for kitsaimius, he wasn't looking for extremes in life. But when he saw this picture of Putnam at the age, I think it was of 60 years old or 50 years old, and he changed his whole life. He said, oh, if so, If that's how they misyachis to us, in other words, what is it that them, that they see, oh, that's a Jew? Right? When do they see a Jew? When they see Peis, then I'm growing them. And he urged all of his Talmidim to grow them. It's not so common, not so known by the Chaim Berliners. Right? But this is Chaim Berliner, the Chaim Berliner, Chaim in the Menikmer. This is, you know, what you heard. But this is Taka. So there's two opposites over here. On the one hand, the Peis, you have to... The doctor got a sight where the exact point is. Even the dikta kalacha. Number two, we have to remember that's why the teimanim they call peis simanim. Right? The pay they call that's what it's called. If yes, they don't call it peyot peis, they call it simon. Right? That's the simon of a Jew. That's a simon. So that's why Taka will see soon that if I had that long peis, even that peis like this, it's certainly not halacha. Certainly not halacha. Like that's why I call it the esroigim, the lulavim, the shenitzkeit, the beauty of Yiddishkeit. Let's go again to the very practical, very crusader. The idea is like this. The Shulchan Aruch, oh, thank you. You opened. Shulchan Aruch says over here, in Sivakuf Pei Aleph, Shulchan Aruch brings two parts. There's the Isra Giloch HaPeis, there's the Peis on there. And then at the end of the Simon, the Shulchan Aruch talks about the Rizokim, about the beer. No, the Maisa, just my Muzger, you know, there's always that one guy who's walking around saying, yeah, you're allowed to use a razor over here on the mustache, or in the middle, you're allowed to use it over there. There's always that one guy, he knows exactly where you're allowed to use a razor. I don't know. The Shulchan Aruch says like this, I don't know. Peis hazokin heim hei. There's five places where the Peis hazokin are. The Rabu Bahem Hadeis. To my knowledge, in all 1,705 Simon of Shulchan Aruch, this is the only place that the Shulchan Aruch says these words, ever. Right? He says, Virabu Hein Hadeis. There's lots of shitas, there's lots of this. Vlufikach, Yerushamayim, Yotzis Kulam, Velo Yavir Tar Al Kol's Kanoi Klal. I don't know the answer, I don't know the shitas, there's so many shitas. We don't take a razor anywhere on our face. So the next time that guy tells you, you know, it's over here and over there, you're allowed to run. And I tell you, in the sugya, you're going to see. There's going to be a shita that holds that dirt, definitely in between the mustache, you're allowed. Because this is no shita over here. The Taz already speaks about it over here. But there's no shita in the world that holds this is the pace. There's a shita that holds over here, there's a shita over here, there's a shita over here, there's a shita. Every place you have a shita. So Shulchan Aruch says, I mean, I guess we don't take a razor to our face, cloud. That's it. No, so that's number one. Okay. But that we'll come back to in a moment. That's the pace. Of the beard, that's one. That's the zkan, the beard. Now the peis haroish. You have to remember, there's obviously two chalokim. You all realize there's going to be a chalik, and just in simple, you all realize there's a chalik on the bottom, which whatever it's called from the bottom down. So you know that's where the kepeda is less, right? Because there we're allowed to get very close. We don't know exactly how and what and where and the extent, but we know we're allowed to get very close. And we know whatever the extent over here is, we're allowed to get closer here than we are over here. That's clear, right? Because over here, the top part of your head, so we know that you gotta, even if a person were to use a scissor, if he goes down to the bone, everybody knows that, exactly what the halacha is, but we know that over here, it's going to be dependent not on hashchatza. It's not going to be dependent on destruction. It's not going to be dependent on a razor. It's going to be dependent on the mitzias that my head has been rounded. Rounded means, basically, that this part over here, now you can make a kevyachal, a straight line like this. You can go with your hand, you take your finger, and you can go like this, which we'll see in a moment what exactly that point is. But if I can do that with my hand, that's rounded. So it doesn't make a difference if one is going to use a scissor or not. And we know over here, obviously, the kepeda, it's going to be only when there's some type of destructive methodology, which we'll see. It's a razor, obviously, is this destructive methodology. A scissor is probably not a destructive methodology. Okay, that's the shayla. But that, so what we have to figure out, that's the first thing, is where does the peis hazokin end, right? And where did the peis haroish begin? And then we have to find out, and where's the highest point of the peis hazokin? Right? And where's the point? That way. So bekitzer, that way, up and down. That's what we have to figure out, because there comes a point over here, where, and this is where people get confused. There comes a point over here by your ear where the peis hazokin begin and the peis haroish end. Now, wherever that point is, you realize that at that point, I'm going to have to be obviously much more makbid. So let's say in peis haroish, you're not allowed to use a scissor that goes down. Let's say, we know that the Chassam Sofer, we'll just make it easy right now. The Chassam Sofer says that you're not allowed to go down to a point, brings in the Rambam, that you're not allowed to go down to the point where you can't bend the hair. You heard this when you were younger. If you can't bend the hair, that's cool that hair has been mushchas. Has been destroyed. So if I cut it down, even with a scissor, but I cut it down to such an extent that I can't bend that hair, so then it's called the start. Now, in English, these things mean nothing to us. It doesn't mean cut that hair. You have to remember, we're talking about one hair.
So you have, we hold shitas, some shitas hold 40 hairs and this, that, but we are machmir, even one hair is at least a chati shir derai. So if you cut one hair, all the way down to that point of what is considered that I can't bend that hair, so then you run this halacha derai, according to many shitas. That's how we pass it. If you cut one hair down, so then you're over on this derai. If you cut two hairs, according to many shitas, you're over on derai of amish. And certainly if you cut 40 hairs, that's all the shitas you're over derai, fine, but that's a different story right now. But we are machmir on one hair. That's the Shulchan Aruch says. If you cut it down to the point of where you can't bend that hair, that's a derais. Okay. So the Mela, if you cut that hair down, so what's the amount? I'll give you numbers because these things mean nothing to us. So Paiskim say it's really anywhere between 3 millimeters and 6 millimeters. That right, it means nothing to us. Right? It means absolutely nothing to us. 3 millimeters and 6 millimeters. So to make a long story short, on most machines, what that means is that 0 is 0. Right? That goes down to the bone, we'll say. Right? 2 is 6 millimeters, right? And 1 is 3 millimeters, right? So by default, you're going to have to use a 2. I say on most machines, because, you know, these things change, can feed the machines, and also it could change, can feed the amount, how hard the person presses. Obviously, you realize if he's pressing tight on the machine, so it might go under 3 millimeters if he's at 1, right? If he's very, very loose on 3, it could be really be a 4. Okay, so la locha, we tell people, and this is what I heard from Rebelski's design consultant in America, he told me once, we tell people that they should use a 2. What means, so 2 is very short. 2 is kind of short. If you take a 2, and you take your entire body, you shave everything, right? Don't shave your body, it's a little bit weird. But you take the head, and you shave the entire head, right? That's a whole shayla. I tell you it's a little bit weird. Why don't I tell you it's over on the gilbash? If you shave your body, you're over on the gilbash. It's a shayla. If you shave all your body at once, then it could be you're not over on the gilbash. You're a little bit weird. But the gilbash, you might not be over on. But if you take the shaver with a 2, and you shave the entire area there, you didn't do anything wrong. Your beard for sure is not a problem, because your beard, we'll see soon, you can go down to 0, right? Technically, the beard is not a problem. The idea of the beard is going to be a destruction. That's more dependent on the type of utensil. That's going to be more totally in a razor, what's called a razor, etc. But on the hair, it depends on a different dekuda. It's all from pshutim until we get to the actual halacha l'maisa. But that's why if you have a 2, and have a 2, so a 2 takes care of all problems. That crystal clear, but if you have a 2, that takes care of all problems. Because you know you're at 6 millimeters. Now a person's going to ask me a 1. So right away, a 1 and about it, it could be a problem. Because 3 millimeters are definitely sheets that hold 3 millimeters, I can't bend the hair. 3 millimeters is too short. Right? Somebody will tell me, yeah, but what if I'm loose, so it's really 4 millimeters? Maybe, but you're taking a chance with your life. Because it's mamish, any hair, if one hair, in fact, it gets caught at 3. 3 is according to all sheets, is already a problem. So, okay, that's right, we'll just keep it at 2. That's a mice. Okay, but now you realize this is where a lot of the confusion starts. You want to help me? Okay. Now look, over here, I want to show you. Let's assume for a moment, we don't know how far down the pay is going. We'll get there in a moment, right? We don't know. Oh, I should close the cam, sorry. We don't know how far down the pay is going. We don't know. Right? But let's say for a second, let's go the most makel shita imaginable that you can imagine, right? Let's say for a second, everyone can see? Right? Okay. So let's just say for a second, this way on the top we'll do in a moment, right? But let's assume for a moment that the pace is going to be something like this. Right? Everybody, I'll do that. That's how you must go. Oh, see. I don't know. You can see? Yeah, you can see. Like this. Let's assume for a second it goes like this. Like that. Rashid, I'll do that in a moment. This side over here, like this. Let's assume, I'm not worried about the top for a minute, right? But let's say going down. So now we know there comes a point between here and here. There's going to be a point where this is going to be considered payas hazakin, and this is going to be payas harayshin, like we said. So whatever's going to be down here, we have all our coolers and whatever, as long as you're not using what's called a razor, we'll see what is called a razor. And then on top, that's called payas hazakin. Whatever's called payas hazakin, I'm not going to be allowed to use anything less than a 2. And even one hair. Should I show you this is a very common mechshaylim? Common mechshaylim, right? So let's see. I don't know. Let's go the most makel shita. We don't know where it starts. But let's say it starts over here. All the way up, okay? Well, just a moment. Let's say it starts mamish all the way up here. Okay? And then from here down, you can take a shaver and whatever. Let's just say for a second. It's not true, but let's just say. It's not important right now. Right? So now, where's the common mechshal? So he's taking, let's say you have your barber, your friend the barber. He has this machine. Right, I think I have a little machine over here done. There we go. Right. He's taking his machine. The machine is, he's got the. Yeah, because he's going like this. The machine. Everyone knows that machine, right? This machine is going down to 0. Okay? If he goes over here with the machine, no problem, right? He goes here. Now he gets up here, so he knows, no, not there. That he knows, right? But what does he do? He doesn't make it nice and smooth, right? You know what's going to happen if he doesn't make it nice and the whole thing going around, right? He's going to have to, he's going to scream, what you do to me? Look what I look like. Right? Look what I look like. He's going to start. So he takes it, goes, now watch, right? Sounds like a, battlefield, right? That's right. Over here's not a problem, right? Oh, sorry. But now over here, right? When you have that machine over here, if you look closely, now right here we all agree that's Peis. Everybody, all the shittas that ever lived and ever should live, right? They all agree that over here is Peis. This is for sure Peis Azokin, nachon? Because I'm not talking about this part, we'll get there. But everyone agrees that something here is Peis. This thing over here is Peis because you make the circle like this. How far down? We'll see in a moment. But you all agree this is Peis. This is Peis. This is Peis. This is Peis. That's for sure Peis. Okay? And you all agree that that's Peis right there. That's Peis Azokin. Right? That's very simple. Pasha. Now when he goes around with the machine, now he makes it nice right there. Now he just took it. He knocked off that hair, that hair. When you look there, you'll see a dot of stubble and a dot of stubble and another dot of stubble, and you'll see. And he went all the way down. And according to all the shittas, he was oivan. Not all the shittas oivan adaraisa, but the way we paskin, he's oivan adaraisa. It's oivan adaraisa, and it's going at the speed of light. Now I don't know a limit chos on this. I decided today I'm going to go a kala kovid, and then I'm going to run out of here as fast as I can. But that I'm going to go a kala kovid. In other words, I'm going to go first from the things that are vaday pashit no shayla. Who's over? Who's over? The barber's over. The shmerel is over. Schnitzel's over. Anshul's over. Everybody's over. Right? Everybody, even the guy in the barbershop who's watching, we'll make him be over too because he didn't stop. Everybody's over. If you guys know it, and you didn't say something, you're over. Everybody's over. Right? Everybody, all the Zayda, everybody. I'm going to call it like COVID. Right now, I'm talking about no chumras. No, I don't know a limud schus for this. I don't know this. Now, if a person's going to come to me and say, what do you mean? This shita sarambam and whatever. And that's like saying, you know, there's also a shita sarambam klape, you know, milk and cheese and milk and chicken. And these things don't go in halacha. These things don't fly. This is halacha lemais in Shulchan Aruch. Any person who does this is over on a nisa device. You have to tell this to the barber. You have to tell this to the barber. I don't know who the barber is, but you have to tell this to the barber. Right? I'm borrowed that when Mordechai got a haircut from Haman Arosha, right? He told him, Mordechai, right? And he gave him a whole shiur. He took out Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kuf Peyal, and he sat down and he told him, listen, when you go around with a shaver like this, and the chassidim, they say, under this, got longer pay. But let's say he didn't. He looked like us. So he told him, go around like this, right? When you get over here, don't be so medakrik. I'm okay with it. If it doesn't look so. Now, by say, it goes weiter. Over here, again, this is the part that everyone agrees to, let's say. The barbers, they have something they don't like. In Israelis, they call it the pony. Right? Americans, they don't have a fancy name for it. I don't know what it is. But there's a little piece of hair over here. Sometimes that comes out like this. It don't look so nice. They don't like that. They don't like that. I don't think I have one of those. Do I have one of those? I don't think I have it. Mine goes straight like this. All right, I don't have hair left. Right? But people like him, they have this nice geschmack hair. I'm so jealous. Look at, he's got this whole thing over here. So this thing over here, sometimes they don't like. Right? They don't like that. So what do you do when you don't like something? Ace of kill it, right? You don't like that. Now when he's taking that, sometimes, so what do? They don't take a shaver or a razor over there. They take a scissor and they go like this. Right? Wait, sorry. Right? They go like this. They snip the whole thing off, right? That's also, this is vaday peis. We don't know yet anything else, right? But we know one thing. We know that it's something over here. Even the most makel sheet, it's just this little bit, let's say, right? But we know, this is called peis aroish. When you make a line around like this, this makes it that now this part is removed and it can make kivyachol like a circle around his head. So we make my circle, this will be my circle. So anything up here is no problem. Anything down here until where Peis HaZokin starts, until where the beard starts, that's called Peis HaRoish. Right? So it's something in here, but it's definitely this, it's definitely this. Now most of us, when it comes to this part over here, we all have this. Nobody does less than a two on this part over here. That's, everybody has, right? Nobody has less than a two. But when it has, with this part over here, this part sometimes you'll snip off there. This part over here, you'll take a scissor. You take a scissor and you snip right there, right there, right there. So if it snips it down to within less than 2 millimeters, you find this halacha. If you keep it above, gevaldik. But when he's going around with the scissor, and he's trying to snip off that one right there, that's what he's trying to do. Okay, so that's number one. That's crystal clear, Rabbi Yisai. Let's go back. That's borer. That's borer, Rabbi Yisai. Let's go back. Next is, we'll go downward. Now up, this is where I told you, again, this is where a nachalila, you know, you have to know. I'm saying, I'm not telling you next time you walk down the street, there's every single chassidish guy, look at him and look at him and look at him, right? But it's a problem. It's a bayah, right? For sure, a bayah. There's, over here, It was one time in my life, I was able to speak to the Belzer Rebbe. One time, I had to speak to him about something, right? And afterward, at the end, I was there for about 4 minutes. At the end, I told him that I think it's a meritic problem that a lot of chassidim, right? A lot of Dafke Belzer chassidim, because a lot of chassidim, they have this problem. What's the problem? You have the payas coming out. Now, if you look now, you'll see it's like a bubble that comes out like this, and then it comes down long, right? And then everything else is shaven, blazing cup, they're gone. Wait, what are you doing? Where are you? What's going wrong with you? Right? So then the whole thing, the rest of it's gone. So you have that bubble coming out like this. Okay? Now, if you look at that bubble, right? So now, if the bubble, again, I'll give the most makel shita. Let's just say that the pace has to be like this. Right? That the pace is like that, till that point over there where the hair connects, where the hairline at the beginning starts, it goes till the ear. Some shitas are makel even till here, till the bottom of where the earlobe starts over here, at that point there. Most shittas say not like that. Most shittas say it's got to go like this. So let's go to the most shittas is like this. If he has the bubble coming out of here, everything is toif. If he shaved over here, everything is toif. But it's so close, Rabbi Yisai. It's so close. If he takes a razor on this part here, he's shaving, everything's good. Sometimes, you'll see like this. Sometimes, number one, you'll see just the bubble and this part is shaved off. You see it? That's Asar Gomer. Sometimes you'll see the bubble coming out. Right? By us, ironically, right? Because most of us just get a regular haircut of two. So since we get a two, so we may look, there's not so much damage that you can do in this neighborhood. Our damage comes like we explained over here. That's where our damage comes. But when it comes to a person who's shaving off every other extra part, so then he has major issues he can have. Because the bubble is coming out, comes long like this. So now, you shave off over here. If you shave too close, right there, you shave till there. Right? Mashal. Some chassidim, I think it's a big problem. They're makel like this shita that it goes to the bottom of the ear like this, and the bubble will come out here, and they'll shave this part. Now, even if you want to be makel and say that the payas don't go till here, they go till here. Right? But to shave there with a zero, and there are shitas that hold that that's payas gomer deraisa, and you're being machmer on payas. Right? Again, I don't like using other people to make a mushal and say, oh, they're bad. And but it's it mamish brings out the nekuda, unfortunately. But that's a big problem. And I asked this to the Belz Rebbe. He tells him, you don't know how much, as we said. He says, you don't know how much that we scream about this. We don't, because we're not in the yeshivas. Right? He said, but you don't know how much we scream about this. So this is a major problem. A major problem. Again, this is number one. So again, on top, it's going to be from here. Again, starting over here. Right? Person sometimes he doesn't realize he snips down over there, you know. So from here, either till there, that's the top, or till there, even if you want to be very makel, but this part for sure is a problem. Now let's go down. No, how far down? Where does the payas have? What? Which where? Where's where?
Around the ear.
So around the ear, from behind this part over here, you can do anything you want. Right? From this part over here. Let's go with the Pashtas Hashita. Okay? The Pashtas Hashita is from the top of the ear. Right? So that means this part, from where the pen ends, from there, that's where you can only use a two. From that part, you can only use a two. That part you can't use a zero. And it's from this part inward that you can't use a zero. That's called, whatever it's called, pays the Zakama. And it says, if you're going down to the end with the scissor, right, then you're in trouble. No, on this part, usually you're using a two anyways. It's only on the in part over there where you want it to be neat. When you want it to be neat, that's when the problems start. Understand? Okay, so now let's go down the other way. Then let's start going downward. Right? I'll give it the same on the right side and the left side. I just don't think. Now, going down like this. Now let's go down. Where does the beard end? Where does the payas end? Where do they end? Right? So, the Shulchan Aruch over here says like this. Wait a second. What does Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch says, here, Shir HaPeya, we're going down Peis HaRosh, the first part of the Simon is Peis HaRosh. Shir HaPeya Mikineged Sar Shal Padachtoi V'ad L'mata Min HaOizim. Okay? What does it mean? Don't worry, this one we'll try to give a little bit of a kula because it won't let me get out if that. But just, what are the words in Shulchan Aruch? A simple Jew. What are the words? Again, we're trying to figure out where is it that I have to be makbid to use a two, right? And that I'm not going to be allowed to go down to the bottom. So Shulchan Aruch says, Shir HaPeya. Am I making this up? Shir HaPeya Mikneged Sar Shal Padachtoi V'ad. It means from padachtoi. Padachtoi means here, from the metzach, from the cup, right, from the forehead. Ad lemato min ha'oizin, right? So go. Where's go? Go lemato min ha'oizin. Go. Tell me when to stop. Ad Lamata, min,
Mata,
what?
Below the ear.
But what?
Below the ear starts.
What?
Below the ear starts.
No, wait, one sec. His ear doesn't go like that. Okay, so you know what? You know what? You know, I'm going to explain to you. Rabbi's like, Zevi says, what are you talking? Wait, he says, what do you mean? It means we're under where the ear starts. Right, under where the ear starts. Okay, so maybe you could say that. The only thing is the Shulchan Aruch, he was so emphatic over here, he doesn't stop. He says like this, but you ruined my show. You ruined my show, okay? Okay. By the way, they're giving out free sushi else. Listen closely. Ad lemata mina oizin. Where? Ad lemata mina oizin. Mokim shehalechi hatachtoin. Lechi means the cheekbone, hat bone. Hatachtoin yoytse umisparid. From where the bottom cheekbone, yoytze umisparid, and opens up. The kol roichiv makim zeh loisigoy bayad. Don't touch your hand there. Okay. So now, where's the bottom of the ear? Even if I go, let's say I'm going down. Where's the bottom of the ear? Bottom. Let's say you want to say that's the bottom of the ear because it's under the ear, but definitely not the place where the cheekbone comes out. So it's going to have to be somewhere further down. So now, if he says two things, he says it's the bottom of the ear. Lamata min ha'oizen. Lamata min ha'oizen. Rav Moshe the Chasayimish said the words lamata min ha'oizen means lamata min ha'oizen, not lamata shel ha'oizen. Lamata under the oizen. Lamata min ha'oizen makim wa. The under the oizen, under the ear, the makim where the cheekbone comes out. Now the simple pshat in this, which is of course not simple, but the simple pshat in this is that it means going lamata min ha'oizen, going all the way down to lamata min ha'oizen, the place where the cheekbone opens and separates. Open your mouth a minute. Right? This over here, right? Right over here. You feel it? This is the cheek. Open up. Oh, I got it. Right over here is where it's misparade. Is it? We'll end the share with this. Okay? We'll end the share with this. So according to this, from now on, you know the dudes with the boots? Yeah. So this guy, he's not going to have boots. He got Italy, but the whole different. He's going to come out like this, right? I'm sorry, I had like 12 coffees this morning. I didn't sleep that. I'm very tired. I'm going this faster. I was So it goes lamata mina oizen, but where lamata mina oizen? Not lamata mina oizen, you know, under the ear. Lamata mina oizen bimokim shemisparid alechi, to the point of where the cheekbone separates. So where's that? Open up again, please. Where it separates. So I'm going to be makel because when he closes his mouth, it goes to here. Now that's extreme chumrah, right? That is extreme. Agav babaytai tzadikim. That means the chumrah would go like this, and I guess everything. I don't know how you do it even, right? You'd be like this. You look like something like this. This is extreme chumrah. I'm gonna be makel. Open your mouth. Okay, I'm gonna be makel to there, because it goes to there. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, right? According to Shulchan Aruch, what it sounds like in Shulchan Aruch is like this: that the zucking goes, the beard starts here. This is called payas ha. Zaken, Peyas HaZaken, and this is called Peyas HaRoish until here. If that's true, that means until this point, Laisiga Bayad, you can only have what?
Two.
Okay? That's, now, that is very not Niskabel Al Halev, right? Nobody wants that. So what can we do? So we could just put this safer away. Right? We don't want that. No one wants that. No. Right? No one wants that. No. Now, in Maisa, I just want to tell you a little secret, Kindle. You know, if you look in the Rishonim, it's going to be very hard to find cheetahs that make you have Peyas HaZaken. Remember, there's five places we got to find. Good luck finding them, right? But most cheetahs, they look something like this. Most cheetahs, it goes something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, right? 5, right? Most cheetahs, Taka, when the ear starts, sounds a little bit like this is where Peyas HaZaken starts, and this is where Peyas HaRoish starts. But nobody wants this. Right? Nobody wants this. Right? Okay. So let's see. There are other shitas, right? Now, how you read whatever I'm about to say now into Shulchan Aruch, the hardest part, says Rav Moshe, the Chasayimish also, is the hardest part is how you're going to read the words Lamata Min HaOizen. Because it doesn't say, again, Lamata Shela Oizen, the Mata of the Oizen. It says Lamata Min HaOizen, under the Oizen. That's the hard part. So Rav Moshe, we can further Rav Moshe. If you look inside already, even the Rishayim we find. Some Rishayim say, what's the ear? Right? Now this little fellow over here, right, that little thing there, little flapper, right? That little thing there, is this called ear? Is this an ear? Right? In halacha, this is called an alya. Right? It's a lobe, right? It's not an ear. So there are poiskim that say, okay, you know what lamatim mina oizim means? Lamatim mina oizim means under the ear. The ear, right, goes into there. Oh, yeah, I should close it. Lamatim mina oizim means into there. That's called under the oizen. This part over here is not called ear. We call it ear conventionally because, you know, it's part of the whole ear structure. But this thing over here might not be called ear. If this thing is not called ear, so then the ear ends here. Okay, so we'll say lamatim mina oizen means here. If it means here, so then, but where's the makim shemisparid halech yatachtim elyon? So open up your mouth. Open up, right? So if you go like this, there's two parts here. There's this part over here where it opens. You can all do it in yourself, right? Or your friend, right? You do it, so it goes over here, and there's another one over here. That's because this is the entire, that's the face structure. Right? This is the cheek structure. So we'll go like this. Open up. One second. You don't have one. No, I got it. I got it. Now close it a second. Oh, wait. Open it slowly. It goes in. There's a little ball, Darton, and it comes under the ear. So we'll go like this. Under the ear, under the ear hole. This way, which would be basically exactly where this fellow has it. This fellow has it, right? Except for one dot that they got over there. One little dot there, and you see that one little dot there, right? Now, so he wouldn't have to have, you know, he wouldn't have to have boots. He would have to have like a booty, like a little like a dart, a little nothing, right? But you realize that this part, if this is true, so then from here all the way up. Is considered what? This is considered Peis HaRoish. If this is considered Peis HaRoish, then this part over here, when you're going, you can't do. Because you're knocking out little bit look over there. And this part over here, you can't do either. Right? Now, Grado, when it comes to the boots, it's not so simple. That's it. You're the guy you were shaving in the fourth grade. And it goes all the way till there. So there are sheetas that hold that it can't be that it goes past the eye structure. Right? So you wouldn't have to do it till there, because that for sure has to be the face. That's the punim. The Chazal call that the punim, klapei hilchas agunas, klapei all things. That's called face. That's called punim. So, lemaisa, again, we'll go sheetas. One sheeta holds till there, but nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. Right? One sheeta holds till there. I admit, this is not the minigam makobon klai Yisrael, that one. I think we all say. Over here, Rav Scheinberg Zichron and Levracha told me that you can't tell people that they're mechuyev to have down to the bottom of the ear. He said, but definitely the lobe, it should be lematim in a oizen. It's a nice thing. He said, it's a very important thing, Rav Scheinberg used to tell me. He said, but to tell a person he's mechuyev, you can only tell him he's mechuyev till the bottom of the ear, which means the bottom of what's called the ear. If you look in the Ritva, I think it's mefurish like that. You guys will learn the sugya, and in the Ritva, I think it sounds like that also, that the bottom of the ear means here, and this is misparid. Now, the problem is that a lot of people go higher. A lot of people go higher. Now, this is very schwer. It's very difficult. This is in Lashon Shulchan Aruch, this is impossible. What I'm about to say now won't go in Shulchan Aruch. And we know, but there's a lot of people, Yerayim B'Shleimim, you know, not talking about people that don't go with yarmulkes and people that don't eat kosher. I'm talking about from the people that we know, there's a lot of people that don't even have till here. Right? And they have until here. Right? You know, right? Till there. They call it under the bone. Under the bone. Now, this is not lematim and oizen according to any shita. So what's lematim noizen? So they say nusich from the great Goyin Rav Moshe. Look, I say, okay, Rav Moshe, you can be saying Rav Moshe, bein b'shasat chak, bein shaloi b'shasat chak. Right? Rav Moshe once said about himself that this hand, right, we spoke about this one. Rav Moshe said about himself, this hand, if something is mutter, it doesn't have the ability to write osir. Right? It doesn't. Pasha, it doesn't work. Now, some of us, like, you know, it doesn't work. Right? So, but it doesn't work. So Rav Moshe, you can be saying Rav Moshe, but you should know one thing, that they once asked Rav Moshe. On this, how come Rav Moshe has got a tshuva about everything in the world? You know, the size of a yarmulke, everything in the world Rav Moshe has a tshuva about. But there's two things that Rav Moshe doesn't have a tshuva about. One is about using shavers. And we know, I'm not going to have time to talk about this today. Maybe next time we'll talk about it. We know Rav Moshe is the one that everybody says shavers, right? And Rav Moshe, you know, the biggest, hottest child in Klal Yisrael is shavers. Right? Next week I'll show you why and how and whatever. But that's the biggest child in Klal Yisrael. Yeah? And Rav Moshe has a tshuva on every other thing in the world, except he doesn't have a tshuva on shavers, number one. And number two, he doesn't have a tshuva on what I'm about to tell you, where the Peis HaZaken, end and where the Peis HaRosh begin, right? Where he does, but those two things are the hottest things in Klal Yisrael. Those are the things, right? So then, how come Ramosha doesn't have a tshuva? So Ramosha said like this, Hagam, he held that what I'm about to say now, he held this maybe mutter. But Ramosha said, look, I'm going to go and write a tshuva, and in the tshuva, I'm going to tell a person he's allowed to use a shaver, Ramosha, right? So then everybody in the world, which talk everyone does, right? Everyone in the world is going to say that Ramosha holds, you don't have to have a beard. Right? Ramosha said, the tzura of a yid is mita bulb. The Yiddish tzura is with a beard, not for a bacher, right? But the tzura of a yid is with a beard. That's how a yid looks. Right? And Ramosha said the same thing that Rav Huttner said. He said, because when the goyim, when they want to put us in a pogrom, they go after the fellows with the beard. Ramosha. So that was the Yiddish haircut. So Ramosha says, I'm not going to write a tshuva about it. You want to have a beard, you ask me my opinion, I'll tell you you could use a shaver, and whatever type of shaver we'll talk about maybe next week, fine. But Ramosha didn't want to write a tshuva that a person's going to one day say, you know, I don't have a beard. I don't have a beard because Ramosha says I don't have to have a beard. And copy the payas, Ramosha said the same thing. He said, I'm going to go and write a tshuva and tell you what's the most mekel dekashita, because you have to know what's the most mekel dekashita on where the payas of the Roish end, where the payas of the Roish end, I guess, and where the payas of the Zakin begin. Right? He said, and then everyone is going to go, they're going to cut their payas all the way to that point, and they're going to say, these are Feinstein approved. I don't want that on my shoulders. So a yid has payas, he has, like the yeshiva bachrim had in Europe, they go down to the ear, I'm not... So the halacha lemaisa, now I have to tell you what the halacha is. Ramosha said, he says, l'chayda, there's a big problem here. It's a big problem. Ramosha says, how could you say, and this you'll see again, if you look in the Ritva good, it's also possible the Ritva is saying this too. You take a look in the sugya, it's a big sugya. Ramosha said, how could you say that the mamash should have a big kasha on this whole entire, everything we spoke about today? One thing is called payas haroish, and one thing is called payas hazakin. One thing is called the payas of the head, and one thing is called payas of the face, of the zakin, of the beard. So Ramesha said, how could you say that something is called payas ha-roish, payas ha-roish, if the child who doesn't have a beard, he doesn't have it? How can you say that a child that doesn't have a beard, he doesn't have it? So we know a child doesn't have payas hazakin. What does a child have? He only has payas ha-roish. So how could you say that all of a sudden now he grows a beard, and the beard becomes payas ha-roish? That was the cheshbon. Now, to explain this a little bit, sometimes you see a fellow, he has a red beard, right? Or he has a red hair and a white beard. Right? By red, it comes out a lot more. If a red, because a lot of times the red color, I guess, it takes time for it to go. So you have a red hair, and sometimes you see it on gray. You'll see all of a sudden the beard exactly in the middle. I was davening next to somebody this morning. I wanted to ask him, you know, I was thinking about like drugging him and taking him and bringing him in. Right? And they asked, maybe you can come in this morning. He had mamish, right? It was unbelievable. He had the white started all right here. Boom, white, all the way down. And the red was all the way on top. It was an unbelievable thing. Usually it's the opposite. That's why it's so interesting. Al-Kopadim, it was, that idea shows you that this is called, you see from the facial structure, that this is called Peis HaRoish, and this is called Peis HaZakin. Now, if that's true, like this, it's going to come out. And also, Ramesha said, where ladies start from, you have to be kaveya, what's called Peis HaRoish, kaveya the people that have only Peis HaRoish. No. So Miller, Ramesha said, if that's true, so it'll come out that's where the shita is from the bone. From the bone, what we call the bone, till here. Right? Now, if you're cheshbening, something doesn't stim here. What doesn't stim?
Cheeks.
What?
Cheeks.
No, besides Shulchan Aruch, it definitely doesn't stim. We'll get to Shulchan Aruch in a minute. But something doesn't stim here. What doesn't stem? In the Matthias, it doesn't stem because, I don't know, maybe I don't know about you, but when I was a little kid, I didn't have anything over here. You had something over here? I didn't have anything. Right? Don't forget, that little stuff that they make us grow in front over here, whatever, or the little bit, that's not payas. Medina, you're allowed to cut that all the way as long as you leave over 2 millimeters. Right? That's what you learned today. This whole thing is one big esroik. It's a beautiful one with a pit in. Right? But that's not Medina. A Medina, you can take a child, don't do this, you're not one of us. Right? But you can take a child, you can cut it down all the way, and leave over 2 millimeters. 4 millimeters, 5 millimeters, whatever it is. So the children usually, if you cut it, where does it go to? It goes above the bone. Right? So they asked Sir Misha. Sir Misha said, since there are a lot of children like that, but there are children the other way, so then that's already, once it's a makim, that packet, there are children that have, I guess, you know, a more hairy child, right? Fine. So Mela, that's for him, is called Peis Ha. Roish, since there are children, Peis HaRoish, of such a nature, so therefore, that's where Peis HaRoish start from. Now, what do you do with Shulchan Aruch? What do you do with Shulchan Aruch? Right? So Rav Moshe said, Shulchan Aruch is coming to say, it's a very big chiddush, Rav Moshe, but he said, Shulchan Aruch is coming to say, not a chumrah, Shulchan Aruch is coming to say a chumrah on one specific person, which is really a kula. The Shulchan Aruch is coming to say Akula. Who in the only Rav Moshe can read this Shulchan Aruch and say Shulchan Aruch is coming to say Akula. How could Shulchan Aruch be coming to say Akula? He says that you have to make sure the Lamatim and Oizen. He says it's talking about a child that when he was a child had hair that went all the way. In other words, it goes kefi you. It goes kefi you. So you have to see where your Peis HaRosh were. When you were a child, you had Peis HaRosh that went till here. So by you, that's where Peis HaRosh start, and everything under the new stuff, that's called Peis HaZaken. Says Rav Moshe, what if you have a kid, right? A greiser hairball. When he was a child, the hair he already had over here. When he was a child, he didn't have over here. He had over here. Right? I mean, if he was Esav and he was born with a beard, then obviously Rav Moshe not talking about him. They're talking about somebody who was born that he has a hair that goes all the way till here. Right? All the way. So Rav Moshe said that's what Shulchan Aruch is coming to say. That even if you'll have a child that was born with this intense hair growth that it went all the way to his face. Says Rav Moshe, there we're not going to consider something which is lamatim in ha'oizen to be considered payas of the zaken. Payas of the roish. Even that kid will consider it to be payas of the zaken. Now it's coming to say akula. Anybody else, we go after what it was when he was a child. So when he was a child, the top is called payas of roish, the bottom is called payas of zaken. No, and now that says Rav Moshe, but let's say I have a kid, he got hair all the way down here when he was a kid. We're not going to say that that child has to make sure that he uses a two on this part. That's the sheet of Rav Moshe. Again, Rav Moshe himself said that the tzur of a yid is he goes further down. Scheinberg, everybody knows, was a Americanish normalo. Right? Scheinberg used to say he didn't like that the bachrim had pace that went all the way down. He didn't like the boots. He didn't like the whole thing. But he told me you have to tell a yid that the pace, the chatchila, goes till the ear over here. And certainly a yid can be soymech that the pace can go to the bottom of the ear this way. But one thing you see today clear, Rabbi Yisai, no matter what sheet you go with. No? If a person knows the nafkamina is if you want to shave mamish down to here, that we found the shita. Till here, for sure we found the shita. Till here is halavai. Till here is mamish to go to lador. But you go, but as you go up, once you hit here, let's say wherever the point is, he goes till here and he stops here. Now shave that. But this part over here, that is no etza. That is no etza. And one hair, and he's going at the speed of light with that machine, Rabbi Yisai. So you have ourselves a wonderful Shabbos. Now I'm going to run for the door. Right? You have a wonderful Shabbos. Next week, maybe we'll talk about shavers. Right? So that way, so I guess it'll be, Mistama, you'll be here, Chanan will be here, and then maybe they'll tell you afterward what happened. Okay. The Shabbos, everybody said.
Shabbos.